This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
But right now, we want to welcome in our man, Brandon Galton, who calls games for Bally's. He is the Braves play-by-play guy, and he does a terrific job. I got to be honest, Brandon. That game that was on Apple the other night, I was a little sad. I was like, I'm not digging this.
I don't like it.
No, bad. How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing good. I appreciate it, guys. Also, I'm driving to the park. I'm having just a so-so day, and then you guys bump back with a music bed of Ludacris, and now I'm really feeling it. Now I'm feeling good.
Hey, man. And feeling good feels good, brother. I mean, and by the way, if you had dinner plans last night in the Battery, you were all set. That's like an old-school 70s NL game.
Oh, my gosh. That was the fastest Braves game since the 90s, which kind of puts it into perspective. And even with the rule changes and the games going quicker, to have a sub-2-hour game is nuts. It's only happened one other time this year across Major League Baseball. And credit Max Fried. What I thought was interesting of all the things that Max said post-game was that he was inspired by Bryce Elder's start on Monday and Bryce Elder's ability to locate pitches and pitch to contact and trust the defense behind him. And it shows you a couple of things. One, how no matter how good these Braves are, they learn from one another. And two, just Max Fried and his ability to adjust when he hadn't gotten off to the start this year that he had wanted to bounce back and have a performance like that last night. That was magical.
It really was. And, you know, while we're talking about feeling good, because I guess that's the theme of this interview now, Brandon, the guys that are feeling good in this lineup are really carrying us, man. We were talking about Travis d'Arnaud, and I gave the numbers earlier in his last five, and I probably don't have to recite to you because you've got all this stuff. But, I mean, he's just been on fire. I think he's hitting like .618 in his last five games. Mm-hmm. It's incredible to see what Travis d'Arnaud is doing. And, by the way, Brandon, this is not something we expect from him. We expect him to be good, but, like, he's off the charts right now.
He's been unbelievable, and obviously the Braves have needed a little more production from that spot with Sean Murphy still out with that oblique injury. But Travis is one of, you know, we talk a lot, and some people say it's cliche about the chemistry in the clubhouse and all that. It's real, but of all those guys, Travis is, he's at the top of the list. Just the guy that you want to be around, the guy that makes other people feel good, that makes you laugh, that makes you smile. So when you see him at 35 years of age still having this kind of success, and this kind of a season, this kind of a run that he's on, it just kind of makes it a little extra special. And look, the Braves really haven't needed a whole lot of offense as of late because the pitching has responded and pitched so well. You know, there was one rough stretch there, guys, for the bullpen during that Mets series, but outside of that, they've been lights out. So when Spencer Strider went down with an injury, we were all just kind of looking at each other, oh boy, okay, you got Murphy out, you got Strider out. Ozzie fractures his toe, and the Braves just keep winning. Now, they will hit a rough stretch at some point, a couple of them this year. That's baseball. It's going to happen. But for right now, this has just been a fun group to watch.
It is Brandon Galton, guys. You recognize the pipes. He joins us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. See him tonight with the Bravos. We were talking about the pitching. You just mentioned Strider. Max Fried is quoted in the ESPN article today about what's up with all the injuries. 34% of guys are getting Tommy John in this last season. You talked to Glavin, you talked to Moylan. Anybody got a theory on this? Is it just guys are throwing too hard for too long?
Yeah, the guys like Glavin and Smoltz, their thought is that it's guys throwing too hard at too young of an age and all this desire for velocity and spin rate putting too much pressure on elbows and shoulders. Now, some people will tell you that they think the pitch clock last year and guys working a little quicker has maybe led to some of it. I kind of think it's maybe a little bit of both, but if you had to have me put a percentage on it, I would say a much heavier percentage lies to the former and not the latter. Maybe the pitch clock has a little bit of impact, but I think it's this, you know, when guys are 16, 17, 18, they are told, oh, man, you're throwing 92, but yeah, guys in the majors are throwing 98, 99, 100, and, oh, your curveball has this spin rate. We got to get it up a couple hundred RPMs. And that, so you hear all of those things, and you go to these baseball labs, and there's a lot of good things coming out of these labs, by the way. So I don't mean to sit here and be the 65-year-old get-off-my-lawn guy that says you can't learn from these things, but there's a balance there. And I think sometimes these young pitchers – are getting in their mind too much too early that they've got to throw 100 and they have to have so much spin on their breaking stuff or they're never going to make it. I think that puts a lot of stress on these elbows and shoulders.
Yeah, Brandon, it's a great point because I think they all feel like now if you don't throw hard, you're not going to get recognized, right? You're not going to get seen if I don't throw 97, 99. Like, I totally agree with your assessment, and, you know, we wish – obviously, Spencer, nothing but the best. I hope he's back sooner than later. But we've all been kind of in this, why is this happening and what's going on, and trying to figure it all out. Brandon Gaudin, guys, Bally Sports, Braves continue their homestand. It's been a good one so far. Can you explain what's going on with Ozuna?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's the deal?
Well, when he struggled at the beginning of last year and then turned it on in early May on that trip to Miami, and then the rest of the way he was really good, what Jeff Francoeur kept saying was, if you looked at his swing, early when he was struggling, he kept trying to pull everything. And then when he was just focusing on either hitting the ball straight up the middle or to right center and going with the pitches, that's when he started to have success. And if you look at his swings this year, not only has he hit the ball to all parts of the field, but his pitch selection is as good as it has been since he's been in a Braves uniform. He's drawing more walks. He can tell when stuff is going to break outside the zone. He's not chasing nearly as much. And he's obviously just going about things at a really high level right now. I think, you know, you look at last year, beginning of the year, and people thought, my, is he even going to be in a Braves uniform at the end of the season? To now, from May 1st of last year to this point, he's second in the majors in home runs and runs driven in. He's behind Matt Olson in both of those categories. That's an amazing turnaround from where he was. And you got to give him and Kevin Seitzer, the hitting coach, all the credit because they put in a lot of work to get him where he's at right now.
The one guy who's struggling right now, we got into it yesterday, is Matt Olson. He's been kind of a really bad stretch. The good news is hopefully he gets it over with now and it doesn't happen in September. Is that anything to be concerned with? And Riley was struggling a little bit too.
No, I don't think so. Matt had two stretches like this last year. Now, I don't have my notes in front of me, I think it's 25 hitless at-bats, which is actually the longest of his career. But he had two of right around 19 or 20 last year where he went hitless, and he quickly turned it around. And even, if I remember correctly, when I looked at those little lulls he had in 2023, the Braves were still winning. It just shows the depth of the lineup. I'm not concerned about Matt. I mean, look, if it continued for two or three more weeks and he was really scuffling and the average dropped below 200 and the strikeout rate was still high, maybe there'd be a discussion. I just don't think there's enough there right now. He's too good, and he's shown it for too long throughout his career that he can turn it around, I think, right now to really be overly concerned.
Brandon, we're going to need good performances from guys that we necessarily didn't expect going into the season with the injury to Spencer. Ronaldo Lopez has been one of those guys, and he's on the hill tonight, right?
Yeah, and I think the great thing about what the Braves have done with him since he's going, you know, used to be a starter, then he was bullpen last few years in Chicago. Now moving him back to a starter, Brian Snitker, Rick Kranitz, they got together and they said, we don't want him going every 5 days, at least not early on. So today will be his fourth start. So far, he's pitched on a Tuesday, a Tuesday, a Tuesday, and now Wednesday. So that's 7 days in between and then 8 days in between. And I think that that's a magic formula that is working right now for Lopez. 18 innings pitched, only one run given up. His strikeout to walk ratio is tremendous. And, yeah, he's really given the Braves a boost. So knock on wood that, look, he's not going to have a sub-1 ERA the whole year. He's human. But if he can continue to pitch 5-6 innings a start and keep the Braves in ball games, that's all they need. That's all this offense needs. And so far, he's done that plus some.
Talking with our man Brandon Gaudin. You having fun, by the way? How are you getting along with your new partner, by the way?
Oh, CJ's awesome. He is as prepared as any announcer I have ever worked with. He's an all-around great guy, which I had heard about prior, and just we're having a blast. And I think we're on this joke right now with him where he just got his ring from the Rangers because he was part of their broadcast team last year. So now we got to get him to be the only broadcaster to win rings with two different franchises in back-to-back seasons. That's the goal this year. The Braves get CJ another World Series ring.
All right, I got to ask you this because one of my boys just hit me up, and he said, hey, you're talking to Brandon Gaudin, man. Make sure you tell him he's great on Madden, too. Are you on Madden?
Oh, yeah.
I am, but most people play that on mute. That's the magic elixir there because the commentary is too repetitive and boring, so they just play. Even my nephew plays that on mute.
Guys. All right. So here's the deal because he says, man, he's great on Madden, too. Make sure you tell him I said that. His name's Brandon. So what's that check like? Be honest.
Come on. You're in the man's pocket. Man.
Come on, Brandon. I'm curious because you know what? We all wonder, like, hey, it's so cool to be on Madden, but people have no idea. That's like weeks of work, right? I mean, it takes forever to get all that stuff in the system.
Yeah, and I've been doing it now with the analyst Charles Davis since 2017. So we've been at it for 7 years.
Wow.
And those first few years, they do the game. They make the game down in Orlando. EA has their studio there. We used to travel down every Monday and Tuesday, and we would record from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. two times a week throughout the year. Well, now we've got so much on tape, and a lot of it's evergreen, that we basically just do updates for the new guys in the league, you know, new quarterbacks, everybody's in new places. But the base commentary sticks in there, so we don't have to do as much, but we still probably do about 75 to 100 hours each year of recording for the game. But it's a lot of fun.
Very
it
cool.
really is.
So,
very cool.
So basically 7 years ago, it was first and 10. First and
yes,
second and nine, second and
repetitive.
Eight. Oh my goodness! Yeah, man. But it good.
At the end of that, at the end of those sessions, you had to keep sharp objects away from me. So,
wow, what a hit!
Hey,
this guy's on fire.
Continue to do a great job, man. And you know I'm busting your chops.
Right,
I mean,
on.
keep doing you, and we certainly enjoy you as always. Have a great call tonight, my friend.
I appreciate it, fellas. Thanks for having me.
Cool.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe.
Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.